Hello, good evening. Hello, my name is Ivan. Good evening. Yes, I'm Ivan. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey today. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine.
Wonderful. Does anyone in your household work for a news media, like all of, including print, radio, internet,
nope.
or television?
Nope.
Oh, not at all? Okay, thank you so much. Well, actually, are you 21 or older or and registered to vote?
Yep.
Appreciate you, sir. I know this is it is a long way off still, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, for Congress?
100%.
You will definitely vote in that case?
Hell yes, yes.
Thank you, thank you. Just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask you race, sir?
Mexican.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And what is your age?
81.
Thank you, sir. Wonderful. See, thinking about the directions that the country is heading in, generally speaking, right, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Is that
very satisfied?
Very satisfied. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues that concern some people that say that they want that the president and Congress must focus on, right, for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important an issue it is for you, right, and to have them focus on. Use 10 for the most important, use 5 for somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all for you. You can use from 0 to 10. What about fighting inflation and improving the community, the economy, I'm sorry?
I can give you an 8 on that.
An 8. Thank you. And making housing more affordable?
Yes.
Is that from 0 to 10?
An 8.
An 8. Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
What was the question again?
What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Oh, protect that at the 10.
That's a 10. Thank you, sir. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
That'll never change. I'll give that a 2.
A 2. Thank you for that, sir. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Oh, I give that a 10.
A 10. Thank you, sir.
You got to protect them.
Gotcha. And what about addressing immigration and border issues?
I have no problem with that. I'll give that a 10.
A 10. Thank you for that. See, do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same in the white communities, as in the white communities?
I can give that an 8.
An 8. But no, this one is like a better, about the same, or worse.
Oh, okay. I can say they're better. They're not as bad as they were, but they're better.
Better, thank you. Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
That's about the same.
About the same, thank you for that. And which of the following do you feel are having most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. First one, it says alcohol, then cigarettes, ketamine, and ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products, opiates, and
everything should be addressed.
Yeah, I understand. But for you, that you think that's impacting more as a negative on the Latino community, which of those would you choose?
I would say the drinking and
heroin.
The smoking. Yeah.
And the marijuana. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. One second here. Just a moment, sir. Okay, gotcha. Thank you. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can work on quit cigarettes and less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products Do you agree or disagree the advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcome in Hispanic and Latino community?
I would say no.
No, so you
will... That'll never change.
Okay, so it will be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you for that. Do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can work on quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke, tobacco, and nicotine products?
I think they should. So,
would you strongly agree? Strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with the several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all, right, with these products. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with it.
Very familiar or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. What about heat-not-burn tobacco products?
I'm familiar with that.
Very familiar or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And oral nicotine pouches, I'm sorry?
What was that question again?
The next one says oral nicotine pouches.
Oh, the patches you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about that.
Don't know nothing. Huh?
Unfamiliar.
So you're not familiar to that one?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That is about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year, right? That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful tobacco, right?
Right.
To less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing all this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Let me read you the list. Introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, or more education in anti-tobacco advertising. Next one says more government restrictions and bans, or cost of smoking has gone up.
I think it's more education than people are listening now.
More education, right. Thank you
yeah.
for that. Appreciate that, sir. See, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarettes and smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements that you agree with more. The first one says, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, right? And while we will continue to educate people about harm of smoking and supports their efforts to quit through traditional sensation products like nicotine patches and prescriptions, medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. That's the first one. Second one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and to use traditional cessation products like nicotine and patches, prescription medications. What are those two statements do you agree more?
More of the first one.
First one. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to you of a health than smoking cigarettes?
What was that again?
And would you say that vaping, you know, vaping that kind of a smoke is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes, like the real cigarette?
Well, I'm not a smoker, so I can't even answer that one.
Okay, make no difference for you. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And now I'm going to read you like some statements. We're about to finish with this. Some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of the smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternative cigarettes. Please rate each of using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agreed, 5 means that you somewhat agreed with the statement, 0 means that you did not agree with the statement at all. You can use a number from 0 to 10, right? First one say, we know that the cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, right? But nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer causing smoke. From 0 to 10, how would you score that?
I would score that like a 4.
A 4. Thank you, sir. See, next one say, quitting smoke is hard. That is why only 1 in 10 people who try to are successful, but there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute in significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more educate adults who smoke about this less harmful alternative and help them switch if they cannot or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10, how would you score that one?
A five.
Thank you for that, sir. And see, we're almost done with that, as I was saying. The next one say, opiates are killing 100,000 Americans in a year, right? And the federal government use harm reduction techniques to save as many as them as they can save. Smoking cigarettes kill nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use in Europe and Japan, to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternative to smoking. How would you be scoring this one?
How would I score that? I don't know. I would give that a 5.
A 5. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And if our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking and quit smoking, then our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warming levels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoking-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rates and save as many lives as possible.
You want a number on that, or just agree to disagree?
It would be a number from 0 to 10.
Okay, I'll give that a 5.
A 5, yeah. Thank you for that. And if the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health, the FDA has proof through hundreds of scientists' products applications, right, that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarettes and smoking. There are a dire need of the FDA to increase our awareness, I'm sorry, of the access in this alternative of adults who smoke and could be the difference between life and death. From 0 to 10, how would you score that?
I give it a 4.
A 4 to that one. Thank you for that, sir. See, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay that you did not, but I would like to ask again, do you agree or disagree that advising tobacco harm reduction, that the public health strategy focuses on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support and abstinence education and moving adults who cannot
smoke
quit cigarettes? Or would you disagree? I strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can work on quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Well, Darren, I should agree on that one.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Well, let's go somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And in the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products, like soda or pop?
Soda, heck yeah.
Yes, okay. What about beer?
I'm not a beer drinker.
No. Okay, thank you. What about this one says heat, not burn, tobacco products?
I don't use none of that.
No, okay, thank you. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Nope.
No.
None of that.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
No, thank you. Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Thank you. Coffee?
Oh, heck yes. I gotta have coffee. Well, not every day, but I do drink coffee once in a while.
I do it every day. Thank you, sir. What about oral nicotine pouches?
Nicotine pouch? Not patch, no.
Thank you. And smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
No, thank you. And cigars?
No.
Wine?
Stinky things, no.
No. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate that, sir. See, switching gear a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, right? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
A year and a half of junior college.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Are you married or married, living with partner, single, separate?
No, I'm a single person. I live alone.
Thank you. Do you have children under years old?
No, I don't like those little things.
I
don't have no kids.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Well, I'm at that age. I'm under low income right now.
Thank you so much for that. See, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not that I know. I don't know.
No. Okay.
I don't know what they do.
Okay, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live up more like at the country, so it would be suburban.
Suburban, thank you, sir. And do you define, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No,
thank you, sir. About them, but I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. No worries. See, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm a registered Republican. I'm very, very unhappy with the Republicans, period.
Okay.
They should all be out. That's my thinking.
I understand. So you will be, like, not strong Republican or strong Republican?
Very weak Republican.
That means, like, not strong?
Not strong.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
there, I hate to say, but I am voting for Biden. Trump
Biden.
Sucks.
Thank you, sir. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I will go for a Democrat, Biden.
Biden. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate your participation. Actually, this concludes our survey today. Appreciate your patience also with me, sir. Remember, your opinion is always important and counts, right? Always count.
Right.
Appreciate that, sir. Also, I wanted to wish you a wonderful rest of the night.
What's left of it? Go to sleep pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm about to too, sir.
Yeah, no, it's already 10 to 9.
Yeah, it's almost 10.
Okay, does this have to do anything with the Republicans and Democrats, or?
No, this is like a neutral.
Okay.
Like a neutral.
It's a neutral thing, okay, then, yeah, because then I guess everybody's unhappy with the Republicans. None of them should be in office. They should all be thrown out now. That's the way I see it. My thing is, they can't think for themselves, so they need to be out of there. Anyway, okay, that's my thought.
Yeah, no, it's good that you say it, sir. I mean, we have to say what you think, and that's good.
Hell yes.
Also,
well, like I said,
yeah,
nobody tells me how to think. I think for myself, so nobody's going to tell me, you have to for so-and-so. No way.
That's right.
So anyway, all right.
You're supposed to.
Okay, senor.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation, sir. Appreciate that. Have a
all
good
right.
night.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.